Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to my website, www.drcarly.com, and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site, although I'm sorry to say it was hacked into again, so we're still working on that, folks. It's really amazing what happens when you get all the good stuff on your website that I have on my website now. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask each of you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with a legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we've been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. I thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring this show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, what you can do about it, alternative health, and a whole lot more. And this next edition is going to have Joey's story. Thanks to Janet Phelan, reporter extraordinaire, who has researched all the documents, well, let's just say a small part of the documents in my possession proving the corruption and fraud in regards to the kidnapping and torture of my son. That will be in the next edition of the Americans Bulletin. So I hope that some of you will want to check that out. You can subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting their website, americansbulletin.com, or by calling 541-773-2756. Americans Bulletin, because you need to know the truth. Only $40 a year, 6 issues a year. It's a First Amendment forum for free-thinking people. I want to remind you I'm also on republicbroadcasting.org every Wednesday. I was on republicbroadcasting.org with Janet Phelan today. I was on another show on Monday night. I'm doing one or two shows a day now, folks, and the good news is people are waking up. So do not become depressed, because we are going to take care of business. On tonight's show, I have one of my favorite guests, Dr. True Ott. Dr. Ott received his Bachelor's of Arts degree from Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah, in 1982, and went on to receive his Doctor of Philosophy in the field of nutrition through the American College in Washington, D.C. in 1994. His dissertation and research followed the groundbreaking work of Linus Pauling, who's on the Quack Watch site, by the way, and asserted via independent research that each mineral on the periodic table of the elements in its pure hexagonal crystalline form resonates a specific Hertz resonance frequency based on its atomic weight and unique electron configuration. What that means, folks, is that these minerals are important. Dr. Ott then measured and graphed the individual frequencies inherent in vitamin and enzyme structures and independently verified that 23 minerals are the base raw material of nutrition and of you. He has been counseling and lecturing on this most important form of prime nutrition for over 15 years and has interned with chiropractors for 5 years and, of course, has gone through a little bit of experiences with the medical mafia himself because he's teaching people how to heal. His excellent website is www.meminerals.com. That stands for MotherEarthMinerals.com. And I am so grateful to Dr. Ott for sending the book Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, The Petition to the President to Stop the Insanity, which is now posted on my website, but to download it, it's 245 pages. So I encourage all of you to please call Dr. Ott's office. He is offering this book for very little over cost of printing it. You need to get this book, give it to your legislators, because this book, folks, has the law. And this book was written in the 1920s, but this book has the law as to why a compulsory blood assault is unconstitutional. And let these criminals tell you the Constitution is just a piece of paper, like George Bush did. Dr. Ott has a number of excellent books, including The Secret Assassins and Food. He's done many shows with me before. Check out the archives to hear those shows. He also has a wonderful DVD, which you all need to get, which he calls Trial of the Century, which I call The History of Medicine. And other excellent DVDs on the truth about the Mormon truth, the psychiatry. I'll let him list some of his wonderful products in addition to his cutting-edge minerals. And his office number is 866-989-9876. That's 866-989-9876. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ott.
Dr. Carr, it's a pleasure to hear your voice again and to hear you feeling so chipper, obviously. You can tell a lot by the person's voice.
Yes. Well, like I said, amazing things are happening to me. I was hit with food poisoning. I can't blame everything on the minions, but it's just funny how things start happening. One of my computers is fried. But you see, the bastards are not going to get me down. And I know I've talked to you off the air. We've had a few things happen interesting at your office, too. The more things that they're doing just proves that, you know, we're getting on their nerves, and that's really good for the people.
Well, somebody's got to do something. It's the insanity is getting worse instead of better, and yet more and more people are coming around, and that's really good news.
That is a good news, and I just want to say I always like to try to bring this point home, because there's so many people that are paralyzed with fear out there, and that is one of our main problems. You know, I don't think there's anybody that still has two working neurons in their head that don't realize there's a problem.
Well, you know, after our last radio show yesterday morning, you know, I received quite a few calls requesting the document on the China letter. But I did receive a couple of crank calls after hours that were just funny and made me laugh and made my wife very nervous. Such things as, you hate this country so much, why don't you leave it? How in the world could anybody get that out of our discussion yesterday? No, we love this country, we want to save it, we want to stay here and work and fight to keep it.
As you brought that up, let's start there. We only have an hour on this show, but there's no commercials. There's so many things that we could discuss, but that was a very important thing that you did bring up yesterday, and you had sent me that email. So please do let our listeners know about this, basically, you know, bragging in the Communist Chinese Party how they're basically going to come here and take over America.
Yeah, you know, I've always been more than a little bit suspicious about what's really going on behind the so-called bamboo curtain. But, you know, since the Clinton administration brought us all this incredible prosperity, you know, I marveled at how little public uproar there was, Dr. Carley, when the rights to the Panama Canal were basically transferred to China. Now, the Panama Canal, correct me if I'm wrong, is essential to our national defense. And then, without even a shot being fired, Los Angeles, longshore major ports in the L.A., deepwater ports have now been transferred over to the Chinese. On and on. I'm just wondering, you know, gosh, are we really that close and friendly with the Chinese? Of course, the whole world will be going to Beijing this August for the Olympics. And in our local newspaper just this morning, the major motel chains, such as the Marriott and the Hilton and those nice Western centers of influence in Beijing, are just not even filling up. They're not even halfway to have the reservations filled, and they're starting to panic. I wonder what would happen if they really, you know, if the Olympics are an economic bust, so to speak, to Beijing. But anyway.
Well, if I could just interject a couple of things. You know, it's really amazing how people are not seeing that there's a problem with China, considering the fact that they manufactured this melamine that killed so many pets. All the different toys that have been taken off the market after children have been poisoned with lead. I even got an email about some toy that was produced over there. It was for babies, and you crank this puppy up, and it sits there, and it, you know, plays music for the baby. And some parent walked into the room and happened to hear that the toy was actually telling the baby that your mommy hates you and things like that. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on. And yet we have no suspicions of these people's ulterior motive. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it goes back to the fact that human rights violations are ongoing. Amnesty International and other international groups such as the Red Cross have issued warnings for decades. And it's just amazing to when you realize that 100 million Chinese citizens are basically prisoners of the state. And what do? Unlike United States, American prisoners who sit and exercise and lift weights and sun themselves and do very little hard labor, the Chinese aren't of that nature. They're actually working many times 14, 16 hours a day in forced labor factories. Now, whenever you don't have to pay labor unions and have to negotiate healthcare benefits, et cetera, and have basically a forced labor force, you know, you're going to be able to really churn out some cheap goods and make a really large profit margin. Well, let's be honest, that's what Sam Walton, the Walmarts, the Home Depots of America have counted on and have made quite a bit of profit there by lowering their retail cost. And that's all happening, and that's all well and good to a certain degree. America, you know, I as a consumer love to shop in price and shop quality. But here's the kicker, all right, and it needs to be made very clear. What is being done with the profits that are being generated by the Communist Chinese Communist Party, what's called the CCP? Where are they investing the literally billions of dollars a day that are being made? Well, I've come to find out.
I just want to underline one thing that you just said. They actually call themselves the Chinese Communist Party still, right? They're not hiding that little name, Communist?
No, it's called the CCP and the bright red star. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red flag.
And so I've come to find out through my digging, the Chinese have purchased over the last two decades roughly $1.3 trillion of federal treasury bonds, T-bills. And, you know, when you put that into economic perspective, that's what really is keeping this country floating economically, really.
They own us, and they could call in their debt anytime they want, and we're toast.
That's right. And so and they donate so much money to the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, the Republican National Committee. Yeah, you know, if you remember back, one of the things that Clinton was really under fire during the Lewinsky scandal was the revelations of large amounts, massive amounts of Chinese Communist Party funds going into Hitler's war, or Hitler, close, Clinton's war chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we've kind of forgotten about all that, and we can only speculate how much has been going to the Republican committee through donations. But, you know, it's a massive amount, obviously, in Political Action Committee, PAC funds. Now, why is this a problem? You know, I think we can live and let live in a world if everybody's on the same page and has the same values of human rights. Again, but that's not apparently the way it really is. In 2006, a speech was given by the Chinese defense minister to his assembled generals. And I got a hold of this through an intelligence source I have in D.C. And how it came to him, he said, don't really ask too deeply there. Just know that it is genuine. It came through intelligence sources of America. And he sent it on to me. And I read it just actually 2 weeks ago.
And Dr. I want to say that this is once again good news. You see, folks, there's people on the inside that aren't too happy with what's going on either. So I always try to uplift people because I know they're filled with fear. But as more and more people on the inside say, wait a minute, what's going on here, and start to release stuff to the people that are doing the right thing, who knows where we could go. So,
well, and he went on to explain to me that one of the reasons why we are establishing our foothold in Afghanistan is to establish 14 or 15 permanent bases in Afghanistan to have basically a Western front. In other words, the military brass of this country are planning for a major conflict with China sometime in the future.
Before you continue, we have a caller on the line. I want to take that call before you get into this. But I first want to also remind the listeners to listen to the excellent archives that we had. We've done many shows together in the past, and one of the shows that I did with Dr. Ott, he was talking about how the real reason we went into Afghanistan is because the Taliban was decreasing the amount of poppy production because they were not pleased with the money that they were getting, so they were basically sticking it to us, since so many drugs in this country are made out of poppy, you know, produced opium. And it was so funny, on the news yesterday, they actually had a story about the problem we're having there, how their opium production has increased 400%, and
exactly.
They just don't know what to do. Isn't that amazing? They admit this stuff, and then people are saying, gee, I wonder why we can't control this stuff.
And, Jiminy, isn't the Northern Alliance and the American troops controlling that now?
Yeah,
you'd
they are.
Think it would
they're
be eradicated.
They're making it up, and they're shipping it off to Merck, Sharp, and Dohme, etc. Okay,
yes,
before you
yes.
get into the China stuff, let's just take this caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, this is Amy Philo.
Yes, Amy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hey,
I can hear you.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that your mommy hates you and that I'm coming to China to get you. That's bizarre about that toy. That's just weird.
Yes, well, I get so much information. It's just obvious these people don't have our best interest at hand, but that's what we have to start to realize, and especially that this is not a country that has any moral values. They will kill their neighbors. They will kill their people. You know, if there's any country that thinks of their population as chattel, I think China's got to be at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
But go ahead with your comment, whatever you wanted to say.
Oh, I was just calling in to give you an update on the Mothers Act.
Okay. And please quickly remind the listeners what that is. Amy has done a show with me in the past about this insane law where they're going to force pregnant women to be psychiatrically evaluated so they can give them a chemical lobotomy with psych drugs. But, yes, go ahead.
Right. It's called the Mothers Act, and it's Senate Bill 1375, which has passed our House of Representatives and is in the Senate Committee under Edward Kennedy. It's a screening and treatment law for postpartum depression, and it defines pregnancy as being included in the definition of postpartum. So they're saying postpartum depression can start in pregnancy, and they're going to screen everybody, and with an invalid psychological screening tool that they're going to think is adequate for making sure that everyone who's depressed is caught and put on antidepressants.
Wait, so pregnancy is now a mental illness? And actually, that brings to mind, Dr. Ott sends me so many wonderful emails. I got an email from him the other day that they're now classifying internet addiction as a clinical disorder.
Yeah, it's kind of like a gadget addiction.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I think they involuntarily hospitalized somebody for that, too.
What?
I was reading about that. I read that somebody had been involuntarily hospitalized for the excessive emailing and texting disorder and given,
God.
I think, electroshock or something.
That puts us all in some serious possible problems.
Like I said yesterday morning, it's so funny because they have to keep inventing new things to go. You know, if you really look at the psychiatric manual for diagnosis, everybody's crazy. You can find something that's going to fit everybody some way or another. And they're trying to get more and more power to institutionalize people against their will without even having due process to hold them without even a hearing or trial.
Right, because they're a danger to themselves or others, and of course, psychiatric drugging, besides compulsory vaccinations, but especially psychiatric drugging, that's one of the main ways that they're able to drug you without your permission, to actually force you by court order to be drugged. So, yeah, finish
and
up
they're saying
and
that,
get back into this China thing.
Yeah, they're just saying that, anyone who is screened with this tool is found to be depressed is depressed whether or not they feel depressed, and so even if you don't want help, you have to have it because the test says you're depressed. So,
I know where this is going. What they're going to do is they're going to say if a mother refuses to be drugged, then she's actually a danger to herself and her child, and they're going to take custody of that child while it's a fetus. And as soon as the child is born, they're going to take custody, they're going to steal the child, and then that's going to be the end of it. I know where they're going with this. They're already doing it with children that aren't vaccinated, but this is their next really horrific action that they have planned up their sleeve.
Yeah, and I saw a video online of a mother whose baby was taken out of her arms at the hospital. CPS came and took her child. They'd taken all of her children, and they accused her of physical neglect. And she's sitting there breastfeeding the baby, and they take the child away, and they told her she had to submit to a psychiatric evaluation.
That's
and
the kiss of death.
I mean, they had no grounds. So,
right. And that's what's going on.
People want to find out about. Sorry. What?
No, I was just going to say that's what's going on in this country, and that's why it's so important for all of us to do whatever we can, and that's one of the most wonderful blessings that I've had. I'm meeting so many others, and both of you are in that group, people that have their own areas that they're investigating, that they're exposing to the public, and it's getting very obvious that, you know, we have nothing to lose because our country is going to be a hellhole if we don't take it back. And, of course, I don't promote a revolution, but an evolution of consciousness. And please give your website, Amy, and what would you suggest the listeners do to stop the Senate from going through with this, although that you know that the pharmaceutical companies and the Psychiatrics Association are just, you know, stuffing, you know, money in the back pockets of these legislators so fast. What can the people do to stop this insanity?
Well, up until today, I was just suggesting that people call or fax, but I found out that the legislative aides actually make six-figure salaries by supplementing their measly little government salary with pharmaceutical money.
Oh.
And if they don't pass along messages to the senator, they basically control the Senate. So I would suggest, everybody request a personal meeting with your senator in your district, and even if it's going to take 2 months to get it, just keep finding out if you can meet with them about the Mother's Act, and then try to meet with them in person as a constituent.
And I would also suggest that they order that book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, from Dr. Ott, and bring that with them, because the law that's quoted in that book is just as true for psychiatric drugging under force as it is for blood assaults with vaccinations, because of course if you read the side effects of psychiatric drugs, every single psychiatric drug, one of the many side effects it will list will be the very reason you're giving the drug. For example, antidepressants cause depression. So how they've been able to force this on the people, it just shows the power and corruption of the medical mafia and the pharmaceutical companies, and how, I don't know if they've actually brainwashed these legislators to believe they're doing the right thing, or if they're just all so corrupt that they don't care anymore and they just want the cash. What do you think, Dr. Ott?
Well, a little bit of both. It's just another thing just happened today in my hometown here in Ogden, Utah. There's just a big media blitz. Montel Williams is the spokesman for this. It's a major, it's got to be a $300,000-$400,000 big motorhome that's going around with satellite connection, satellite TV, satellite telephones, and people are they're going to the urban areas that are hit with homeless people, and they're having people come in that can't afford to get their drugs, and they're prescribing and giving drugs out just by the handfuls, and showing them how they can. You know, this is a new push, a new twist by the pharmaceuticals to get these drugs out free. I mean, it goes on and on. The insanity just doesn't stop.
And you can be sure that a lot of these drugs actually are either experimental or they could actually be designed to do the exact opposite thing. I've seen Montel Williams do these commercials. He's a total sellout. He's somebody who actually admitted years ago that he got his MS after his vaccinations. And now here he is promoting this pharmaceutical research company. They actually have that word research in there. Telling you, come on, guinea pigs, line up.
It's bizarre. They had TV news footage, and then the radio talk shows here are just abuzz with all these wonderful drugs being donated by these wonderful pharmaceutical companies to these poor homeless people, and they're just lined up, and they're so brain dead they don't know what's going on. It's just shocking, and it's going to come to a city near you too. It's touring the whole country.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, another interesting thing that I just want to add before I go, by the way, my website is uniteforlife.org, but I got this email today that says that Senator Grassley is revealing that this other psychiatrist named Dr. Schatzberg has $6 million in stock I'm not sure exactly how much, in this abortion pill company, and that the psychiatrist, Dr. Schatzberg, has stated that treatment of psychotically depressed patients with the abortion drug RU486 may be the equivalent of shock treatments and a pill.
Oh my God.
So wait a minute. That brings it to another whole level, going along with the population reduction scheme, that if they find a woman is mentally ill enough, they could order her to take that pill to abort her fetus because they wouldn't want another mentally ill person born. That's where I see that going.
Right, and they're going to say it's because she's psychotic, not because they want to abort the fetus.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure that's going to be targeted at the minorities more than anything else,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who's considering taking that pill for an abortion should also consider that it could make them psychotic, because any antidepressant is going to make you psychotic, and it poses a severe risk to your baby if you're pregnant. So.
Well,
I'm going to add to the list.
You think that you've heard it all, you have to get to the point where you have a black sense of humor in this line of work, because, these people are so criminally insane what they're doing, and the fact that they're getting away with it, that these traitors in the District of Criminals are actually sitting there and writing legislation to force these things on the people. Treason has a punishment of death, and, the Supreme Court just said child rapists shouldn't be killed, but they did leave that treason loophole in there. So who knows what's going to happen once enough military wakes up and realize who the real enemy is. But that's getting off on another whole tangent. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Amy. I want Dr. Ott to finish telling our listeners about this China document that he has. And please do continue to give updates to us on the shows, and God bless you for your work on behalf of the mothers and the children. I know how hard you're trying to do what you're doing, and you really need to be commended for that. And this just goes to show, folks, what one person can do, one mom that said, I'm not going to take this anymore. So God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
All right, Dr. Ott.
Thanks so much to Amy. It's just always fun to hear her do her update. And I'll tell you what, she's taking a huge step outside of the box there.
She's getting ready to go to law school. How do you like that?
Hey, I'll hire her in a minute in a heartbeat.
You never know. You might get a few honest lawyers in there. Who knows what could happen?
Yeah, that's our corporate lawyer is a female. I tell you what, she's absolutely wonderful. She has that iron fist, but she has a velvet glove to hit it with, and that's what you absolutely need to have in today's world. They don't see her coming. Oh, golly. But, you know, yeah, getting back to the China document, what really sent the chill down my spine, Dr. Carley, was the inference in the plan boldly stated, again, this is the Chinese defense minister speaking and outlining the plan to the military generals, the military brass. They basically, let me just paraphrase it, he bragged about the fact that China was not interested in building conventional weaponry in the last 20 to 30 years, not aircraft carrier destroyers, etc., but they've been focusing on very powerful and effective biological agents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he actually said that the first step of their conquering of America, and we're talking, folks, about physically taking possession of this land of America, physically taking possession of it, as well as Canada, as well as Australia, of all places, okay?
And but I just want to state that the reason they want to do it with biological weapons is because after they kill everybody else, they can just come in with a huge spray of colloidal silver or something, and you won't have, you know, any devastation to the structure as you would with, like, nuclear weapons or something. You just kill off all the people, and then you just move right in.
They are absolutely in this speech, and I got the full text of the speech printed out. I'd be happy to email it or send it to anybody that requests a copy.
Okay, let me give out your number again so people can do that. The number is 866-989-9876. That's 866-989-9876, because unfortunately, as I said, my update software has been hacked into again. Otherwise, I would do that myself. We have a caller on the line, but let's just let Dr. Ott tell us about this because it's so important. Go ahead.
Well, what they're saying is that with the biological attack is the magic number from between 100 to 200 million Americans dead in their homes and in the streets of America. Now, that's chilling because that's the exact nomenclature, rhetoric, given by the Food and Drug Administration head, Michael Okerlund Leavitt, a Utah native that I know very well. I was always wondering, listening to his speeches and his talks, as he goes around to every state in this union, to the governors and the legislators of every state, outlining what's going to happen, not what might happen or may happen. It will happen, according to Michael Okerlund Leavitt, and to be prepared, governors, because America is going to have a flu pandemic, he says, that will kill 100 to 200 million Americans. And prepare yourself, governors, for inevitable martial law and economic chaos. For heaven's sakes, the FDA is teaching and training banks how to handle mobs when they try to come into the banks during martial law and take out their money. How to handle it. This has been going on for 2 years. Isn't it funny that the exact same time frame, 2006, is when the Chinese defense minister gives the exact same numbers of biological weaponry attacks to Americans to prepare them to, quote, cleanse America for our ultimate takeover. That is chilling.
That is chilling. And the fact that the people in the Defense Department and NSA and all those places obviously know about this, and what are they doing? Doesn't seem like they're doing much. Of course, the Chinese hold so much treasury bond notes and things of that nature over our heads that's, if talk about like you know, a way to keep the hammer down, all they have to do is just call in their, you know, their debt, and we're toast. So how did these minions in the District of Criminals let us get into such a position?
Well, you know, it's like you don't boil a frog all at once. You know, you put a live frog in, it's going to jump right out. So it's slowly bit by bit by bit, and it's all been designed, planned. Let me tell you, here in Utah, you know, we've got quite an amazing state, Dr. Carley. We have a lot of natural gas and oil wells in the eastern part of the state. We have quite a large refinery right in the north part of Salt Lake City. It's a large series of oil refineries. I have friends that have worked there for decades that I know personally, and I keep wondering, you know, why do we in Utah have to keep paying these huge amounts of money for our diesel and gas? When I know full well the cost of cracking this fuel that comes right out of the ground here in my backyard, basically. Why do we keep having to pay this here in Utah? Well, you know what the response to me has always been? Well, it's supply and demand worldwide. Oh, well, what's causing the new demand? And you know, he told me off the cuff, off the record, he said, our biggest customer the last 20 years has been China. China is buying up all these strategic diesel and gasoline reserves and stockpiling them. That's what's causing the lack of supply internationally and causing the speculation to drive up the price of the light sweet crude. Folks, when you want to blame the cost of gas on somebody, don't blame it on the oil companies as much as our politicians that are allowing the speculation in the Chinese to buy this with American dollars. That's what's happening.
It's criminal. It's totally criminal. Wow. Well, we have another caller on the line. A caller, are you there? Do you have a question for Dr. Ott or a comment? Hello?
I think we scared them away.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're just listening because this information is so important, but it's also very scary. So I do encourage all of you to contact Dr. Ott and get a copy of that email and send that out to everybody on your list. And I wonder what would happen if we sent that to a few of our legislators. I mean, at this point, it's just like Amy said, they have all their minions around them that actually prevent them from getting hit with any truth from any of their actual constituents. There's so many layers to this that are preventing us from informing these people that they're not serving us. Do you have any suggestions in terms of this situation, in terms of what can we do? It sounds to me like we're already basically up against the wall.
Well, it's never too late to make the right choices, but you know, when you go out as a consumer and try to vote with your dollar, as I did this last week after reading this document, I said, that's it, I'm not going to buy anything again that has Made in China on its label. Well, you know, good luck.
Yeah, it's hard, I know.
I mean, especially in your large discount retail centers. Home Depot and others. It's just very, very difficult.
The shopping channels as well. I don't have a lot of time to go out shopping, so I buy a few things off television, or at least I have been, and it's 95% of the stuff, it's all made in China. It's the same kind of crap.
You know, and if, you know, the reason why that is, again, I mean, reemphasize, there's no labor being charged, very little, if any. It's being... And you have 100 million strong workforce of basic slave labor in the gulag system. Golly, no wonder the prices are so cheap. But you know, the money that is being paid is going to no good either.
Do you remember a few years ago there was a big scandal with Kathy Lee Gifford, and as it turned out that her clothes were being made in these basically slave camps? I think that was in China also, but it's just really amazing how once in a while they'll have a scandal like that and they'll expose to the public what's going on. And I think the public actually ends up thinking to themselves, well, what do I care if the slaves are being used to do this? I'm getting my stuff cheaper. And, of course, then, you know, their loved ones are losing their job down the line. People don't have any long vision. You know, it's just like what's happening today. Is it good for me? They don't care if other people are being hurt or affected. And that's where our morality has gone down the toilet. And that's why we're in this situation, because people don't care. These people are being tortured. As a matter of fact, there was just an article in my local Charlotte Observer on June 7th. It was really amazing. Image of defiance and possibility. And this national columnist had a picture of that man that stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. And it's amazing, as she's, you know, writing about this, China's government has made this dark page of its history into a taboo subject, forbidding the media to discuss it. Journalists who have done so have been jailed. Yet what he stands for has never been more relevant to China. What about what's going on in this country, folks? It's the same kind of stuff. She's crying out for government accountability in China. The demonstrators in Tiananmen Square were demanding an end to the staggering government corruption and a government that was responsible to its people. How can these reporters in this country write articles like that about China and not say to themselves, oh, I guess I'm kind of like ignoring the fact it's happening here as well?
Well, they're complicit. I'll tell you something. You know, I've watched with amazement the change in an attitude among those little TSA Hitler type of personalities that are ruling our airports now.
Yeah.
There's some good TSA helpful people, of course. But there's more and more I'm noticing they're just like little dictators. They're just, yeah. You know, you do the an order. You know, I picked up some colleagues from the airport last week. They flew in from Texas. They got out of Dallas Fort Worth, and they witnessed. This actually made the news there, but they actually witnessed what happened. A heavy set woman was talking some smack to a very, very large TSA agent, and he literally picked her up over on a, you know, lifted her right up off the ground and body slammed her. On the ground, proceeded to handcuff her, and that group of them just carted her off. Absolute, complete violence going on there. Who knows what went on and what was said, but you know, Americans that are traveling just look at that and say, "My goodness, we better just toe the line and not, you know, just be absolutely good. Let's make sure we don't have any liquids. Let's make sure we don't have any toothpaste that is more than just a small amount." Okay.
Right. Well, while they're allowing nuclear arms to be loaded onto the luggage compartment, if that's what they deem they want to have happen, so they can have another false flag 9/11 type operation. But I totally agree with you. A lot of this stuff is being done for fear, and that's the reason that people aren't doing anything. They can see a woman being body slammed and carted off, and God only knows they could have killed her behind the scenes. There was a woman someplace out west, it was a few months ago, and she was actually from a famous family, and apparently she had some kind of a, you know, she was depressed or something, and she acted out in an airport, and they ended up doing the same thing to her and put her in, like, solitary, and when they came back, she was dead. And, you know, there was a little segment on 60 Minutes, but, you know, there's no outcry for things like this. I mean, think about this, folks, what's happening in America. That's why I was supposed to go out to South Dakota next week to give a talk at this Revolution for Freedom thing, but something just told me this is not a good time for me to fly. Too many strange things are happening. It's not that I'm afraid, but I'm also not, like, looking to be taken out before I'm done with my work.
Well, you know, just today, as I went back and we sent out quite a few emails with this China document, and we'd love to send out hundreds more. I mean, we'd love to send out thousands. We've got to warn, let people know what's really happening and being planned for us. So this is no joke, folks. But I went back and I have a little archives where I kind of put things away and file irrelevant documents, and I pulled my file out, and sure enough, I'd read a book called The China Threat back. It was published in the year 2000, and I put it away in little files that and I had The China Threat on it. And whenever I got an email article or something in the newspaper, I would clip an article and put it in. And so I forgot how much I'd squirreled away on this subject. But let me just remind and refresh you of this story. This broke, it was slated to go on 60 Minutes, actually. It was the there was an undercover sting operation going on in New York City concerning the sale of body parts and organs. That for a price, you can buy a kidney or whatever on a quick scale, quick ride transfer. Well, what was investigated, but we never made it onto the mainstream news. This was being brokered by a company called the U.S.-China Business Council. A gentleman was brokering these body parts, for heaven's sakes, through the Chinese embassy, and all he would do would give the blood type, the genetic structure. The Chinese prison inmates evidently have all been tested, categorized for their blood types, their compatibility, and you guessed it, they would go out and harvest that, even if it meant the death of that inmate. Now, this was never brought into the mainstream media to be analyzed for obvious, what should be obvious reasons. They don't want people getting in an outrage over China for whatever reason. Okay, that's, you talk about criminal going on, harvesting organs. Okay, well, you've worked to make all these trinkets for Americans. Mrs. Chi, come on in here. We're going to need you to give the ultimate sacrifice here. Some woman in America needs your heart or your kidney or your whatever. That's what's happening, folks.
And these are like ghouls that are doing these kinds of things. And of course, now they basically put us in a no-win situation because, you know, China's able to extort us and always have that hanging over our heads that they can cause our economy to crash. And I just want to mention what you were talking about before about the avian flu. And this is where, obviously, the bloodlines at the top are in complicity with all of this because, you know, even though, you know, China has this goal, in reality, there's 13 families that control the world, and I know that population reduction is one of their major focuses at this point. And, of course, our government is playing right into their hands because the bird flu vaccine has already been licensed. The bird flu vaccine will cause the bird flu pandemic. And they're just waiting for an excuse to use the model state health law to force that on the people. And that's why that book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, a petition to the president to stop compulsory vaccination, is so important. If we can get that into enough people's hands, then we can stop their little plan of a pandemic, and we can make people realize that these people have committed treason. Every single one of those criminals in Washington, even Ron Paul, now he's taken himself out of the election. What's that about? It looks to me like maybe he was just in there to get a list for the government as to who's waking up. Why would he take himself out of the race or not make himself an independent candidate after all the support he's gotten? I smell a rat along those lines as well.
Well, that is a stunning question. Let me also tell you, Dr. Carley, that we had when I received this letter, I wrote a couple of pages of explanation and my perspective on it. And my email list is not really big, but to me, 2,000 names is fairly substantial. I emailed out to my contacts, and I received a lot of interesting feedback. One gentleman that I know fairly well is the naturalization agent in the San Diego area, and he told me about an ongoing investigation by INS on, you know, there's an untouchable group, he says, that are tied to the Chinese organized crime mafia group called the Triad. He says, we have documentation and evidence that annually the Triad through the Southern California area brings in for workforce services supplies over 100,000 Mexican immigrants illegally. Yet these guys are untouchable because they can't be arrested. Now, what is that about?
And that's so amazing. What did their bosses actually say to them? Well, you know, this is a group or this is a person from Triad, and so you have to let them go. I mean, how do these people that work for these agencies stand for that? I know the answer, of course, because if they speak out, you know, they're going to get the CIA flu.
Well, yeah, one of you know, there was an INS agent that actually opened fire on some drug smugglers across the border, Mexican illegals coming across. They were seen and recorded doing heroin and cocaine. They were shot and killed. The INS agent that fired and killed the one drug smuggler is sitting in prison still, arrested on homicide charges, because you know what? These were triad agents.
And talk about a wake-up call, you know? I mean, you know, I have to say, I don't feel sorry for these people, because they must smell a rat when they're in these different agencies, and that's one of our problems, is that it seems like half the population works for the United States government now, which is totally corrupt, and that people are always being tested. Where will you cross the line? You know, how far will you go? How many people will you kill? How many rights will you violate? You know, and there's so many people that are willing to keep on going, and then once in a while you'll have somebody of conscience that says, I'm going to do my job, and then they end up having a problem. There should be some kind of an organized effort within these agencies, and I know there is to some degree, but not enough yet, unfortunately, to stop this corruption, because our government has got to be one of the most corrupt governments on the face of the earth.
Well, again, here's what I said again Wednesday, and I had to repeat this. As you read this, the text of this Chinese speech, one of the things that really comes out and strikes you is the study and survey that was conducted among the Chinese population, and according to the deputy defense minister's speech, and he claims that 80% responded favorably. That they would have no qualms in shooting and killing unarmed civilians, women and children, and or prisoners of war. And that very much excited this defense minister, because he said we need to have that that non-emotion. That makes better soldiers. That makes them more willing to obey orders as it goes. You know, I just really think that's significant, because you know, I just can't imagine our good men and women in the military, whether it's military police or even, you know, I have to believe the vast majority of police officers in America would never resort to that, Dr. Carley. I know many of them myself, the men in blue, and for the most part, you know, you have your bad apple every once in a while, surely, but for the most part, they're good, hardworking men and women that you can trust.
Unless
I just can't.
They have a gun to their head and they're told, we're going to kill you if you don't go along with the program.
But,
and I know that that's what's going to happen when you know, the push really comes.
But whenever 100 to 200 million Americans are dying or have died, and martial law is so constricted, the flow of the economy, where people start rioting and the worst part of human nature is brought out, I think the vast majority of our men in blue will be wanting to have Chinese or whoever come out to enforce the martial law, to bring some sense of order back.
Right, so they don't have to kill the Americans.
That's right.
It's very obvious we're on a deep, dark path, but once again, I just want to say, folks, do not lose hope, because in the end, the Creator is in charge. And the good news is people are waking up in hordes because of broadcasts like this. We only have about a minute left, Dr. Ott. I want to give out your phone number again, 866-989-9876. That's 866-989-9876. Dr. Ott's website is ME, as in Mother Earth Minerals.com. And besides that book, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed, and the wonderful DVD that you call The Trial of the Century, could you give our listeners just a brief list of some of the other excellent educational materials that you have besides your wonderful minerals?
Well, yes, of course. We talked about on other shows my book, my expose on secret assassins and food. This is a must-read, folks, to understand what's in our food supply that's there and consumed by most Americans, and basically causing a frontal lobotomy to happen. These chemicals are designed specifically to excite the brain to the point where the frontal lobes don't, the cognitive reasoning skills, if you will, aren't working correctly. You got to understand what's happening. Dr. Russell Blaylock, in his great book, Excitotoxins, A Taste That Kills, verify much of the research I quote. You've got to understand that these substances are so much tied to the Chinese cuisine. I don't know if that's coincidental.
That's coincidence. Right, but we're pretty much out of time. Please give, you have so many other excellent DVDs. The one on psychiatry, what's the name of that one?
Psychiatry, The Industry of Death, an incredible expose of the psychiatric industry, if you can call it an industry. It's absolutely fraudulent.
Right, and this one, Mitt Romney and the Mormon Church, I strongly recommend that. As a matter of fact, after our show yesterday, a Mormon called me up. He was a little bit upset. But you see, that's what you have to realize, folks, no matter what your beliefs are in terms of religion or culture or whatever, what we have to accept is that there's evil in every flavor. And what we have to do is expose the evil. Even if you happen to be of that same flavor, it doesn't mean that the whole group is evil. But if we don't oust these minions, we're going to have a problem.
Well, just that, you know, every mafia family, I'd just like to say in closing, wants to be looked upon as being mainstream business and doing charitable work and goodness. It doesn't stop the fact that they're killing people and that they're stringing people out on dope and drugs all the time to raise their money. This is what is happening with the organization called the LDS Church. I know fully well what I speak about with this. They are wolf in sheep's clothing in the worst way.
You were part of them at one point, I know. And, of course, this holds true for our Congress as well. So on that note, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Ott. You are a true American hero, and I'll have you back on the show again soon. Thank you again so much for getting that book reprinted. I know you're going to be getting lots of orders, and you just stay safe out there in Ogden, Utah, and keep on doing your good works.
Thank you so much, and you too, Dr. Carley. Thank you for your work, and be safe yourself.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.